Medical science. Medical science was slow to develop before 1800, but in the 19th century the number of inventions and discoveries relating to medicine increased. Three developments had most impact after 1800. The use of anesthetics and antiseptics in surgery, the establishing of a connection between infected drinking water and diseases like typhoid and cholera. Pain and loss of blood caused patients operated on by surgeons without anesthetics to die. The discovery of the anesthetic effects of laughing gas, nitrous oxide, by Horace Wells, and later by the use of other substances like ether and chloroform changed this. However, infection still killed many patients after surgery, but the work of Robert Koch led to a germ theory, which led Joseph Lister to use antiseptic surgery techniques. Antiseptic surgery eventually developed into aseptic surgery, where surgical instruments were sterilized before use. The suspicions that malodorous or smelly drains caused epidemic diseases persisted into the early 19th century, and the work of Dr. John Snow in the East End of London eventually established a connection between dirty water and diseases such as typhoid and cholera. Interconnecting sewers joined to water closets and the filtering of drinking water sterilised public health measures. All of these developments influenced medicine in Worcester. This case contains equipment used in scientific medical experiments over the last 200 years. On the bottom shelf, there are three microscopes. Although the microscope had been invented centuries earlier, high-quality microscopes that were made in the 19th century allowed much more accurate experiments to be conducted. On the middle shelf, there is an autopsy kit which had been used in the teaching process of new surgeons. This was, and is, a crucial part of training for surgeons, though in the 18th and 19th centuries, autopsies were relatively infrequent, as the law only allowed for criminals' bodies to be dissected. On the top shelf is a replica of the swan-necked flask that Pasteur used to prove his germ theory of disease.